You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Germany's government says the human rights situation in Libya is catastrophic, with migrants trying to reach Europe bearing the brunt of abuse in the North African nation. The concern over Libya, expressed in leaked German government memos, comes ahead of an upcoming summit of European Union leaders. Stefan Boss has more.
Internal memos written by Germany's foreign ministry and leaked to German and international media say detention camps for refugees in Libya are terrible. One memo describes how migrants fleeing war and poverty face torture and even execution at the camps. The ministry says Europe mustn't look away but try to make the living conditions bearable now, and adds that Europe's credibility is on the line here. Ministry spokesman Martin Schäfer declined to confirm or deny the authenticity of the memos publicly, but he did confirm that, in his words, the human rights situation in Libya is catastrophic and that it hits the weakest of the weak, mostly, including hundreds of thousands of people who are making their way from West Africa to what he said they regard as the promised land, Europe. Libya has become a key departure point for migrants from Africa trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. Thousands of people died last year when their rickety boats sank en route. The German government remarks about their situation come while European Union leaders prepare to discuss the situation in Libya at a summit on Friday in Malta. Yet that isn't easy, as the EU faces its worst crisis in decades.
Wir in Europa miteinander mehr reden müssen.
German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said this month that we in Europe must speak more with each other in the existential crisis that Europe is finding itself in, at least the deepest crisis that Europe has been seen since the establishing of the EU and in the 60 years of its existence. He made clear that it is especially important when looking to Libya and other troubled nations from where many refugees arrive, as well as the uncertainty surrounding American foreign policy. And he warned that the blessing of peace is not guaranteed in Europe.
Nicht die Segnung von Frieden ist garantiert in diesem Europa.
With Europe facing its worst refugee crisis since World War II, several EU member states, such as Hungary, built razor wire fences to halt the influx of asylum seekers. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who admires US President Donald Trump, has been among the most vocal European leaders urging the EU to provide aid to refugees outside its borders. However, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Saturday that a deal in which migrants rescued by European navies patrolling the Mediterranean might be sent back to, for instance, Libya, would only be possible once the country becomes politically stable. The EU has been trying to stem the flow of migrants to Europe by encouraging the Libyan government to crack down on smugglers who used the chaos and lawlessness since the ouster of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi 6 years ago. But the United Nations-backed government has little control over armed groups outside the capital, Tripoli. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.